7:34, I'd like to call the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood to order. Ms. Pastaneda, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace.
Here.
Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson. Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here. And let the record show that the solicitor is here and the council chairperson is acting in this manner. Since we've got it done. Rise and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible.
If anybody would like to address council from the floor. Moving right along then, authorization to pay bills, Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the general fund in the amount of $82,581.91 and from the sewer fund in the amount of $1,246.20 for a total of $1,828.11.
Anything you would like to discuss?
Major expenses this month, pretty much include final payment on K Street, totaling about $36,000.
Ms. Pastaneda, will you call the roll?
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Dr. Wallace.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes. Right along into committee action. Mr. Reynolds and the Volunteer Fire Department.
Thank you, honorable members of council and Mayor Schaefer. We've had 52 calls for the month of July, we are doing a strong push for our Perks Bash, as everybody I'm sure has gotten the email, and thank you, Julie, for sending that out. That was very nicely done. For August 29th, we're making all the preparations. We're going to be going to a number of different locations trying to sell tickets. So if you have friends or anybody who you know wants a nice Armani or a nice bag, let them buy tickets, and we'll see what we can make happen. We are in the process of making sure that all of our active duty members have Act 33, 34, 73, as well as child abuse recognition child abuse recognition training as required, I think, under Act 51. I've discussed this in front of council before. There is legislation right now in front of Harrisburg to make this a free service. All of these checks for volunteer fire departments as well as other volunteer organizations, but it has not passed yet. But we are hoping to get that done. I thank you, council, for your indulgence in getting our trucks fixed. We had the engine out for 2 weeks. There are a couple things that were wrong with it. One may have had something to do with the other, or had true unrelated. The fan was broken on the engine; it had to be repaired, as well as the electrical engine to pump bus that controls the electronics that go to the pump, and that had to be repaired as well. It's now back in service. We also had to have the rescue repaired today for a leaking coolant line, and that has been done as well. We are working on, as we had discussed in public safety, public funding for replacement of the fire engine for within the next 5 years. Our rescue certification is up this year, and we'll be pursuing that, as well as we've had three members now achieve professional firefighter one status, which will allow us to apply for a silver membership, which will increase us from our bronze membership with the Office of the State Fire Commissioner. And that is all I have. I'll take any questions.
I think council would also like to thank Ron Ball and Penn Hills for covering us when our truck was out.
Yes. Actually, the thanks should go directly to Homeville Volunteer Fire Department, Station 293. I failed to mention this, and thank you, Mr. Fuller. They allowed us to use their reserve engine for 2 weeks. And it responded to a total of 7 calls within that 2 weeks within the Borough of Edgewood. So it was a any way that we're still looking for ways of paying them back, because that's a big loan on their part to us. So we are very grateful to their generosity. And thank you for reflecting the same on behalf of council. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Recreation report, Ms. Bastanini.
Thank you. T-ball and softball had their end-of-season parties this past Saturday. We had about 35 kids playing T-ball this year and about 30 playing softball, so that's pretty good turnout. They played all through June and July, and by all accounts had a really good season, so I want to thank our volunteer coaches who make that possible for us. Movies in the Park wrapped up for the summer last Monday when we had a turnout of about 30 people to watch Maya the Bee. We think that this year's movies were pretty successful. I'm not sure if it's because we had a little bit better titles or if it had something to do with that we now have a Facebook page and could advertise the movies a bit more, but I was really pleased to see the turnout was on the upswing again this year, and I think that bodes well for the future. If anyone is interested, any members of council, we have yard signs this year for Community Day. I brought one up so you guys could take a look if you'd like to put those in your front yards to advertise the event. Otherwise, we'll put them up around the borough in some locations where they'll be able to be seen, maybe on the ground underneath some stop signs. We also have a big banner that's going to be going up across Edgewood Avenue by Maple, so hopefully that'll remind people of the event this year and get them down to the field if they hadn't been planning on it. We have a good number of people who have already signed up for our beanbag toss tournament, so please remind your friends if they want to have a team to play in our second annual cornhole tournament this year. And just to serve as a reminder, we have a public meeting next Wednesday, August 12th, to solicit public input on the Dixon Park Master Plan. Hoping you all can attend. We've got some signs up around the borough for those meetings as well. And that's all I have for recreation.
Thank you. Any questions? Any answers? Planning Commission reported this past
time. The Planning Commission did not meet.
Very good. Council of Government.
Me too. The COG managers met to discuss the cable franchise renewal agreement with Cohen that the COG is moving forward on. They want municipalities who are interested in signing up to sign an engagement letter by the end of September if you're interested. But as we discussed before, that's a project for the 2016 budget season. Other than that, the COG is still moving forward with their land bank pursuits, trying to get Allegheny County to sign on. 5% of delinquent real estate taxes so that project can move forward. That's all for Council of Governments.
Any questions? For a solicitor, Mr. Berry.
I have no report, thank you.
Are we going to need an executive session? Or are we going to need an executive session? Great. Borough Manager, Ms. Bastini.
We have several big projects underway in the borough right now. The first is our sewer project. There was a small problem that occurred with a liner that was being done at the intersection of South Braddock and Allenby Avenues. Our contractor, Tri-State Grouting, overexpanded the liner. They put the liner in and then expanded out, and they cracked a pipe. So this is entirely their responsibility. This is not something the borough is going to pay for. It's not a major crack. We don't have backups. But they have been working to repair it since that happened. It's just a slight complication and a little bit of a delay in getting to the work that they need to do because of this problem. Otherwise, they are moving forward.
Was that discovered through our engineer or what?
Well, they were working. As soon as it happened, they knew. They put in the liner.
They reported it to you?
Or? Yeah, we have an engineer on site the entire time that they are working. So there was an engineer from London Smith with them. And then I got a call and went down as well. Like I said, it's relatively minor. It could have been a lot worse if they had broken the pipe more, if it had rained. But as it was, we, knock on wood, were able to escape with minimal damage. We also have our street paving contractor in town. This week they are finishing with the remaining ADA ramps, and they will start milling next week, and then they will be in the borough until the project is complete. We also have been working on the concrete wall on the Oakview parking lot. If any of you have stopped by, the wall has been built, the concrete is done. This week our public works employees will put a French drain behind the wall and do some backfilling. After that, they'll be working to repair portions of the asphalt parking lot and getting a good curb up on the top of the parking lot so that we don't have drainage issues in the future going over that wall. So that was a project we were able to mobilize on pretty quickly, and we're happy that we were able to get that done. We also had last week, we had previously talked about a containment unit for the diesel tank in the back of the borough building. If any of you saw on your way in today, it has been delivered. We've got it leaned up against the tank right now so that you have to put it down before you can pump gas, meaning it will be there to catch all spills. We also upgraded the nozzle on the diesel pump, so it is an automatic shutoff now, which should, we think, greatly reduce the number of spills that we have in that area. So we're happy to be making positive steps on keeping any contaminants out of our stormwater system. Also, just to note, Jessica, who's the part-time receptionist for the borough, will be taking approximately 3 weeks off of work for a family matter beginning on August 14th. So during that time period, Janet, who's our finance director, and I will be running the office, and hopefully she will be back in a timely fashion after that. Unless you have any questions, that's all I have.
I would also like to mention that the Arlen, and I mentioned to them about the gas company and the perhaps working with us on Swisco. But originally, the Water Authority was going to have their project done in-house, but because of the number of new backhoe operators they have this year, they're going to bid it out probably in September.
Great. I'll be in touch, and hopefully we can work with them on that project.
I told them that
I guess that's one other thing to note is that I am working working on a draft of an updated street opening permit ordinance so that we can have a little tighter regulation on what happens to our roadways. So I will hopefully have a draft for council within the next few weeks of that.
Anything else? Any new business?
I think we have a couple of meetings to schedule.
Yeah, so community development would like to schedule a meeting on
We also need a public safety meeting.
Yes.
Ron, do you have
not really.
Chief Payne has said that he is unavailable next week in the evenings. So he suggested this week if you're able to get together by then.
Can't do it tomorrow night, but any night after that is fine.
Wednesday night?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?